All right, back down here in Foxborough, the Best Yet broadcast booth. It's the Real Post Game Show on a little bit later than normal. And the reason we're on a little bit later than normal is the Red Sox started late this afternoon. All of Major League Baseball started late in the afternoon, so they gave everybody an equal shot at playing each other. The American League was pretty much resolved. The National League was not. And so we're on real late, but we're here until 9 o'clock. We'll let you hear from Brady and Belichick if you missed those two interviews. And we'll open up the phone lines if you want to talk at 617-779-7937. I think we're all in agreement. This was a good afternoon of football for the New England Patriots. Yep, it was a nice step forward.
Yep.
We'll see what it all means. Miami, not a real potent team, even though people got excited that they were 3-0. They weren't really that good.
The team thought they were better than they were. I think they took the Patriots to the like looking at that game last week. Anyone would have. And you wouldn't think they'd be able to turn around that, you know, much in 1 week. I mean, they looked 100% better, even though there's a lot more room to move, to improve. But they looked much better.
But just as I don't think we were distraught about the loss last week, we're not overwhelmed by this victory this week either. We're not sitting here saying, oh, all their problems are cured and the Patriots will go on a 12-game run and win a Super Bowl. We're saying, okay, that's a good step forward,
right.
A good step forward against an average NFL team.
Yes. Yeah.
A little bit more like we
7-9, 8-18. Right. I think that's what Miami will end up being. Well, you can't play like this today and at the end of the season
right.
and think you're going to beat really good
teams.
Well,
they do have four games against the Jets and Buffalo, so.
I think Buffalo's going to be the team that the Patriots have to look out for.
Fred, this is not the Buffalo show.
This isn't a 7 a.m. This isn't a 7 a.m. Yeah. tweet. Oh,
they don't get up there?
Yeah, no.
They did beat a much better team than Miami had played. They beat Minnesota.
They destroyed them.
And then they come back. Minnesota's 1-3.
That's because the Patriots beat
them. Minnesota had a letdown.
No, they're 1-1-3.
Took them away. All right, let's get to the phone calls.
Who did they tie? Green Bay.
Here's Dom in New Hampshire. Hey, Dom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Dom? Say, Dom.
First off, I want to say Fred and Steve's Steakhouse, man, is unbelievable.
Thanks, Dom.
Delicious.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to house.
Did Fred let you eat in peace?
No.
I'm sorry?
Did Fred let you eat in peace? He usually annoys our customers.
No, I didn't see him there. I was looking for him. But
I was cooking.
He didn't reach over and eat any of your food, did he?
He does that. I didn't see him, but
he does that from time to time.
If the customers ask, I'll try the food.
Thank you very much, Tom. Appreciate it.
What do you got?
This is the issue I have with you, brother. You constantly backtrack.
That's not what he said.
Moonwalk.
You was acting like you the voice of reason, like you had everything under control, the Patriots was gonna just, like you had all the answers a few weeks ago. This is classic Big O backing up.
I agree.
It was a Big O backup.
Beep.
You're right
beep,
on.
Beep.
We love your
So give me an example, Dom.
The example, brother, is you talking about Sony Michel. I heard the joke on the other station talking about how he was a bum, how he couldn't play, how he was a wasted draft pick. I get that perspective, but you acting like you had him on your draft board. I never said that.
You're making that all up. I never said any of that. I said you can't tell anything from one game or two games from a kid who was hurt all summer, didn't spend a lot of time working with the team, and didn't play in the preseason. How do you determine that off of one or two games?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. He had 112 yards today.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sony Michel's going to be. If you do, you're a better man than me. I don't know what he's going to be, but I'm not writing him off after one game that he sucks and he blows and everything else. Anybody who does that is foolish.
But what I'm saying to you, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm a New York Jet fan.
Well, that's your problem.
I'm a Jet fan.
It must be difficult.
Yeah,
it must be difficult for you. We understand your pain.
I would protect yourself because you're a rare breed that's left.
But I'm looking at the paper, man. I'm looking at the schedule. You guys, you guys have some serious challenges with this.
Were you one of the people that called last week and thought this team was going to be 8-8? Oh, they're 7-9. Because we got some of that. I mean, how idiotic. You're a Jets fan. How idiotic is it for anybody to call up And after looking at the last 2 weeks, game two, game three, who has any clue of the history of the New England Patriots and think that this team with Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Gronkowski, and some of these other players are going to be 7-9 or 8-8 when six games in their division are against Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets? That's foolish.
Well, the division looked competitive the first 3 weeks, brother. You got to acknowledge that.
It looked competitive when?
Quarterback.
Before the Jets lost.
When did it look competitive? Because Miami went off 3-0. Two of those games played at home with 95 and humid temperatures. What are you, crazy?
Okay, so Miami.
You are a Jets fan.
They always did that.
You're delusional.
Did you think the Jets were going to be competitive?
Have got a very competitive schedule, and it wouldn't surprise me if they went at 9-7.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay, let's talk about the division being competitive. You think the Jets are going to be competitive?
We'll see.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll see. How about? Okay. Good.
Talk about backtracking.
Right, so we'll see there. How about Buffalo? Are they going to be competitive?
Glenn, I heard you. Hold on.
You think Buffalo's going to be competitive?
An SEC tape about Sony Michel. Had you had to pick for the top 10 and how he slid down, brother. Don't act like you.
I said what? Hold on. What
he
did I say?
He's supposed to be the top 10. He slid
Never
down.
Said that. Never said that. Lie. Never
I'm
said that.
I'm anticipating that, brother.
Never said that. It. Never said that.
Oh, he's anticipating that you're going to say that.
I'm not going to say. I just told you what my opinion has been. I think I've been consistent with this. I don't take one game when a guy plays really well or a guy plays piss poor.
He didn't play piss poor last
week.
There weren't blocks.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't great, but a lot of it was a blocking.
Calm and cool, even when there was pause for concern. Even when there are serious issues, you act like you, the higher-minded analyst, like you got.
No, it's not. It's not. Hey, Dom. It's not dumb. It's not that at all. All you have to do is watch football year after year after year. You can take the first four, five, six games and throw them out. They mean nothing by the end of the season. You know what they mean? They mean a number. If you come up with a victory, you can add it to
That's
your total
true,
at the
brother.
End of the year. That's all they mean. They don't determine.
Buffalo 5-0.
They don't determine. They do not determine how you're going to be at the end of the season. I've already given you the examples of the two Giants teams that beat the Patriots. They weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs.
Hey, Dom.
I agree with you, but you don't think they have any implications on the seeding at the end of the year?
Dom, let me ask you this.
No.
At 12:59, Dom, at 12:59 p.m. today, who was the best team in the AFC East?
New York Jets.
I do love Jet fans.
They do.
Because they have
They're
no sense of it. He's just making stuff up.
Fake news.
Because I sat there for the first 4 weeks and I said, let's wait and see.
Right.
Because we've done this before.
But,
are we that naive? Do we have that bad a memory?
You said wait and see, but you also paid attention to the things that they were doing wrong.
There was a bunch of stuff
wrong. Of course
wrong.
You were. But that's fine.
And Steve, if they play at the end of the season the way they played in the last 2 weeks, they'll either not make the playoffs or there'll be a very early exit from the playoffs.
Agreed. But what I'm saying is you can have that attitude, which is 100% correct, but you can also talk about what they weren't doing well in those two games that they played. You can just because you say, okay, well, they looked a little lifeless against Detroit. That doesn't mean you're writing the season off. That just means you're calling it like you see it. And your overall statement on the Patriots was, let's see how this pans out because we've seen this before with the Patriots and slow starts.
People want to erase history. We see it year after year after year after year. And last week we talked about this. That offensive line didn't block anything. He was getting hit at the behind the line
of
scrimmage.
He didn't play well.
But he couldn't even get to the line of scrimmage.
He didn't play well.
I didn't play well because he wasn't blocked. He didn't even get to the line of scrimmage.
It was the lineman's fault.
It was mostly the line blocking.
Let it go.
I don't think he didn't have any help. He couldn't get to the line of scrimmage. He could break three blocks.
I'm sure that was part of it.
So you can't judge him how well he played in that game at all.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
Sure you can.
He didn't play that
Same
well, but
line.
Most of it was the offensive line didn't play well. Today the holes were there.
Well, right? he didn't have the holes that Detroit opened up for their running back.
He didn't have any holes most of the game because I rewatched it.
So when did he play better, today or last week?
Well, last week, absolutely, Steve. But today he hit the hole.
You're not a Jets fan.
You run down. All of a sudden, you come down the field. There's no one. There's one guy in front of you. Dodge him. You run. He goes on for a toss. There's five guys waiting for him.
Now it's five. A minute ago, it was just three.
Seven guys. You were there breaking it down.
I would say this.
Listen, watch the tailgate show, and it'll break it all down.
I would say this for the poor Jets fan, because I think defensively they've got some good personnel on the defensive side, and they might have found themselves a quarterback of the future. Right? I'll give them that. All right. Other than that, if he's delusional, if he actually thinks that the Jets are going to compete,
he doesn't, in the division.
He's hopeful.
I mean, come on.
No, he doesn't believe that.
Come on.
He believes it.
All we have to do is look at history.
He doesn't.
He wanted to distract you by attacking you and then slip in the Jets are going to be.
By lying, Glenn. He was lying. That was character assassination. That's our job. Oh. That's what me and Fred do, not him.
He assassinated your character, and then he brought in the Jets.
Right. He's raining on our parade, but we're supposed to hammer him, not Jets.
But you know, if I'm a Jets fan, you know what I'm doing? I'm sitting there
putting your head in a bucket.
Yeah. I'm looking at 3-4 years down the road and say, if Sam Darnold develops into something, I got something 3 or 4 years from now. We're a good franchise. Right, and a better coach, maybe.
Like Cleveland.
We're pretty good. Like Cleveland's doing right now. Yeah. I mean, Cleveland's competitive anyway.
They got their first win in 2 years.
Their coach.
You know what happened, though? They got all excited with the Jets right out of the gate in Detroit.
Yes.
They got all excited.
That's fine. Right.
But as we know, and he apparently doesn't, you don't learn an awful lot through these first 4 or 5 games. You really don't.
Well, if you're a Jets fan, you learn that your team still stinks.
Okay, so what did we learn today? Here's what we learned today. We learned today that the Patriots understood the need for urgency. Okay, they came with high energy today, which I don't think they displayed much of last week. And then when they get down in Jacksonville with a really good defense, they were in serious trouble. But this doesn't solve and cure everything.
No.
There's still some holes there.
Absolutely right.
I'm not optimistic about Josh Gordon, but I will say this: the kid is talented.
Why would you be
today with Josh Gordon?
Because of the issues that he has to deal with.
Because he's never put it together before.
But let me finish this statement.
Is that a voice of Glenn?
Knowing the talent,
I'm optimistic.
You're delusional. You're Thomas.
He's in the right home. He was in Cleveland and he was lost. He came home.
Okay. Because we've seen it before.
But I would say this:
if he comes anywhere close, I have some clips for you.
If Gordon comes anywhere close to reaching
what he was,
and he can get his head on straight, and you add him to this offense, then you're talking about some serious stuff. I just don't trust him in the long run. And again, I'm basing it on history. We're going back now. How many years? By the way, do you know this was the first game that he has won as a player since November 23rd, 2014. Okay.
It's
and
a
by
long
the way,
wait there,
by the
baby.
Way, that includes when he was suspended.
You know what? There hasn't been a streak like that since Fred's career at Boston College. All right.
Now you're talking about Boston College.
That was good.
And Brian Hoyer was his quarterback on that Sunday, November 23rd.
So he's used to winning. Anytime Brian Hoyer's involved, he wins.
What you going to do tonight? He's probably sitting home going, I don't know what to do. I'm not bummed out. This is a future.
I'll tell you what Josh Gordon's game today was. It's exactly what the Patriots did. It's a step forward.
Yeah.
A step in the right direction.
Right.
That's good.
Not too much, just enough.
Let's see more progress. I could use more. I don't care if he ran up 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. It's a step in the right direction for him. We know the kid's that talented. Whatever he does to help this team right now, just be part of the process. Be one of the guys. That's the other thing. When you come in like he did, I think it was the second year that he blew it up. I mean, 1,600 yards, 87 or so. All of a sudden, he's the best player on that team, by far the best player on that team. He's in a situation right now where he's one of the guys. He's one of the guys that could help this team win. He's not the marquee scenario of what the Patriots have to offer. So maybe that's something that helps the cause too. Maybe that's something that,
because the pressure's not right on his head. I'm the best guy.
And maybe it keeps things in perspective a little bit. Maybe his locker right next to Tom Brady. There's one of the best players that's ever played the game, and you're right next to him. So now all of a sudden you're not even the best player in your little corner of the locker room. So again, a step in the right direction, just like the Patriots took.
Steve, finally you made a good point.
Thank you.
It's been 2 hours, but the thing is, you're right. Sometimes when players become the best guy and you're highlighting, they're expecting everything. They're not expecting that from him.
Right.
All the guys, the Gronk and the Tom and all the other different players, he's just in there and he doesn't have to, pull the truck.
And you see great players like Tom Brady, two guys are the best in the league at their position, and Brady and Gronkowski, and they're working hard. These guys work hard. They're the best in the league. Close to Brady's the best of all time, and Gronk eventually will end up, if he stays healthy, being the best of all time. And these guys are working hard. Yep. Now that's a good example for a guy like Josh
and everything
Gordon.
In practice means something. There's no pressure on him to be the great guy. He's just out there with the guys.
I'll make the Jets fan feel good. There was the negative in today's game, and that was still too many penalties.
True.
They had three penalties, half all called on them penalties. On one play.
Three holding penalties, right, or something like that.
Two holding and a trip.
Right, a trip. Okay? That's right.
Better get them out of the way all at once.
On one play. But there were too many penalties in this game, and I guarantee you that's something Belichick's looking at. We got to clean this up. You know, against a better team,
we'll get better refs, get better eyes.
Oh, there you go.
Speaking of penalty, we talked earlier about the roughing the passer, the roughing the passer penalties. The NFL, you know, the competition committee said we're not changing anything, but they also had a little release today saying they expect them to decrease, which goes exactly to what we were saying earlier. They had a little conversation with the referees saying, guys, let's clean this up a little bit. That's exactly what happened.
I know the rule is there, but just stretch the rule a little bit.
Relax, boys. Relax a little bit. That's all.
Relax. All right. We'll hear from Brady. We'll hear from Belichick, and we'll do all that when we get back here on the Real Postgame Show. All right, back here in the Real Postgame Show, all, of course, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. It's time for our Player of the Game. Being brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donation. Excuse me?
Brady.
Ooh.
Brady.
You speak a little louder,
Brady.
Sir. It's not Brady.
Sure.
Two interceptions.
Wasn't his fault.
Fred, it's got to be a clean game. But wasn't his fault? Sonny Michel, 112 yards.
I see that.
25 carries. You okay?
Not too bad.
You're crying?
You're just trying, to make up for the rook.
He played a hell of a game.
Because you're ripping him off.
He
should have been cop. It was a terrible play.
Opened up all sorts of stuff for them when they were able to run the football with Sonny Michel. Thought it was terrific.
The O-line did a great
job. So there
you
go. Cars for Kids presents your Player of
the
Game.
I like it.
Player of the Game. You like it?
I like it simply because of the plethora, to use Fred's word, plethora of people that were just counting him out after two games.
They should cut him.
Two games in an NFL career.
It is unbelievable.
And all of a sudden you're a bust. What are you? I mean, how crazy can you be? Either
and these
crazy
people do this
or
for
ignorant of football.
But the amazing thing is, I'm not sure it's ignorant of football. You know what it is?
Hatred of football.
I don't know what. They haven't seen this stuff before. It's like it's almost when they make some of these statements, you sit there and say, is this the first football game they've actually watched? Have they not watched this Patriots team in the past? Do they not understand that it does take time for players to develop, for things to happen? And we all know, first 4, 5, 6 weeks, you're challenged with a bunch of stuff with the Patriots. Patriots are always really good in December and January.
When you need
September, all bets are off.
But why would they jump overboard like that and not just say, you know, the kid didn't have a great day. He had a lot of skills. You know, his college career was great. Let's see how he works the next couple
of
games.
Well, our business.
Why would they get
out?
Because they hate Belichick.
Our business has been the last thing you've seen. And if it's bad, you're all pissed off. And then if it's good, you go overboard. It's the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. Forgetting about the history of the sport and all the other players that played before.
How long it takes to get acclimated to
the speed.
Talking
about great players and history, Adam Vinatieri, most field goals now ever in the history of the game. And Steve just gave us another little tip.
That wasn't a lie.
I don't know if he's telling us the truth.
This was on the broadcast today.
This is real. You got it from a reliable source.
I saw it on the broadcast.
Promise it's real.
I'm 100% if I read it correctly, which I just learned to read a little while ago, so I might have read
it. Unless the other station wrote it.
I may have read it correctly, that I think Adam Vinatieri had career wins, one more than Tom Brady today, but now after this
so
game.
So those are the two most winning players in the history of the game.
I think that's – and it makes sense.
If you get it wrong, we're sending you back to the sports hub.
And I'm taking your job.
I'll take it back.
I'll get in one of those days you're on.
I think it was something like that. I'm pretty sure it was –
You're pretty close.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty close.
Pretty amazing.
That's good for you.
Yeah. All right, Fred, you want a little Patriots porn?
I want a little love.
A little Patriots porn. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Brady after the game.
Last week I asked you about getting James White more involved. Today he had 112 total yards receiving and running. Interestingly, the same number that Sony had. Just can you talk, was there an effort this week to get James more the ball?
I think both those guys did a great job, Sony, and James always does a great job. So, you know, he played a big role today. and it was a big win for us. So we needed it, and hopefully we can build on it, gain some confidence in some things, and you know, it's a quick turnaround. So it's good to win, and you know, we got to get ready to go again here shortly.
Tommy, the touchdown pass to White, did you even see it? You threw it so high, did you?
I know. I knew where he was running, and I knew I didn't have much time to wait for him to get there, so I just tried to flip it up there to the back corner. And right when I let it go, I thought, we got a shot. And I kind of looked under some legs and saw him put his arms up and make a great catch. So it was pretty sweet. Those are fun ones.
Tom, you've been playing over here, sorry. You've been playing for a while. I don't think you've ever been 1-2 professionally and in college. I know you never want to lose a game going when you, but when you show up to work today, is there an extra urgency as the quarterback to win this game?
Well, we felt, you know, obviously we haven't played well the last 2 weeks, and you know, we talked a lot about the things we need to do better, and we need to carry them over from week to week. So this game's great, but you know, you got to turn the page once you learn from it, and you know, you get focused on the next game. And you build on the things you didn't do well. You understand what they did well, and some other teams are going to see that too. So it's just a big, it's a long process. It's a long season. We've only played 4 out of the 16. And hopefully we're a lot better in October than we were in September. And we're going to need it because we faced some good competition. And, you know, this was one that we really talked about and tried to get on track and got off to a fast start and played from ahead, which is, you know, most teams that play from ahead end up winning.
Tom, what did it take to get Josh Gordon on board for today's game?
He's just, you know, he's putting a lot of work, a lot of time trying to understand where to line up and what to do. And, you know, he came up with some big plays today, kind of got us going in certain areas. And, you know, everyone played pretty good who was out there today. So it was great to have him out there.
What was it like having him, Cordarrelle Patterson, Sony Michel, some of the newcomers have a big impact today?
Yeah, that's what you need. I mean, if you lose guys, you got to get the guys who come in to make plays and impact the game. And they did that. CP made some plays. Josh made plays. Hoges didn't have many opportunities but made some. Phil didn't have as many opportunities but made some. The backs did great. So it's going to take everybody. I mean, it's a long season. Everyone's going to have to play a big role.
And just what do you think of the way that Michel ran the ball today?
I mean, really hard and, you know, broke some runs out there. I mean, it's a stout defense. And you know, we needed the run game to break some of those. So I thought the line did a great job up front, making some holes, and it was a great day.
Tom, complimentary football has always been a big deal around here, and I thought in that first half the defense really gave you time to kind of get the offense to get rolling. Did you see it that same way that, you know, the defense, the way in the first quarter and a half really allowed you to get on track offensively?
Yeah, they did a great job, and you know, I think they didn't give many third downs, maybe one or two today. I mean, anytime you play like that, we've been on the other end of that the last couple of weeks where we didn't do well on third down, and we're not out there, and the other defense is out there, and that's tough to play that way. But you know, they made some great plays when we needed it to, and it was great to see them play that way. And you're right, complimentary football is what we've always tried to play here. And you play smart, and you get a lead, and you know, play field position when you can, and make the most of opportunities when you get them. And that's why we came out victorious.
You guys bounced back in a big way, but how psyched are you to have Julian Edelman back tomorrow?
You know, it'll be great to have him. I mean, we haven't seen him in 4 weeks, but I know he'll be ready. And yeah, it's a short week, so I'm sure he'll be, you know, in here ready to go. And, you know, everyone loves Jules and loves having him back.
Tom, on the first interception today, what happened on the pass to Phil Dorsett? Were you surprised to see Bobby McCain switch on that dig route to him?
Yeah, that was a really good play. I mean, I haven't seen that happen in a long time. And, you know, just got to learn from it. But it was a good defensive play.
Tommy, the last both weeks, the two losses, you kind of said, you know, we need to not just talk about playing better, but actually come out and execute better. Like, did you still continue kind of pushing that message this week? What do you think kind of got it through if you felt like it was there today?
Yeah, well, I think it's more than, you know, obviously you could talk about it a lot, but it's what you do. And it's, you know, what you say is important, but what you do is more important. And I think we've got to do more doing and less saying and just get the job done. And we did a good job of that today. Seems 3-0. They played well. And big division game for us at home. And it was great to win it.
There you go, Tom Brady, right after the game. We'll take a break, and then we'll wrap up down here in Foxborough. All right, I'm sure there'll be calm throughout the city tomorrow with all of our shows because of a big win. Tom Brady, Boomer Esiason on with Kirk and Callahan tomorrow morning. The players with Dale and Keefe, and then on OMF we'll have Bill Belichick joining us tomorrow. He'll be cheery tomorrow. He'll be in a great mood. We'll ask tough questions, and he'll be answering every single one of them. Details.
Lou can ask him some questions.
Lou will get the stink eye. That's what he'll get. All right, boys, Thursday night we're going to do this real postgame show, and we're doing it. You ready for this? Right after the game.
No way.
That's how postgame shows work sometimes. When the game's over,
you know what
they put a postgame show on.
Sure.
And I'll be on a day that's not Sunday.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be Thursday night.
We'll take a picture.
Doug Lumpy Lane, left us like three homeless people outside the shed as it was locked up the studio for an hour and a half. Chris Scheim did a terrific job today, and that's why I pronounced his name correctly, because he was so good. If he's not good, different story. John Anderson also helped. He did a great job as well. That's going to do it for us down here in Foxborough. Patriots win it big. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
Good job, Fred.
Thanks, Stanley.
Fred, you were terrific.
Good night from the
Fred.
2-0.
Glenn, you were adequate.
Huh?
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Belligerent and babbling.
Let's all go home. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, fruitcake.